I'm Whitney Quick with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau with your consumer handbook. This week we're talking about robocall blocking apps. In recent years, the amount of robocalls consumers receive each month has skyrocketed. Because of this, many people are turning to robocall blocking apps to cut down on the amount of unwanted calls they receive. Here's what you should know about these apps before you download one. According to the Federal Trade Commission regulations, in the United States, only a few kinds of robocalls are legal. They include informational messages, messages from healthcare providers, debt collection calls, political messages, and messages for charities. The great majority of robocalls consumers receive are, in fact, illegal. Robocall blocking apps are available from most major cell phone provider companies, as well as third-party app developers. Call blocking apps are essentially filters. App companies use call data and user reports to identify or predict which calls are illegal or come from scammers. Using this information, most apps give you the option to block flag callers, pre-screen your calls before the phone rings, and receive warnings about numbers that are using fake caller ID information. But they won't eliminate robocalls completely. To cut down on the amount of robocalls you receive, register your telephone numbers with the National Do Not Call Registry or list. Report illegal robocalls. If you do not recognize the number or the caller ID appears as unknown, don't pick up the phone. Watch out for neighbor spoofing. Many scammers use numbers conspicuously similar to your own to try to convince you to answer the call. Ask your phone service provider what they do to block illegal robocalls. If you answer the illegal robocall by accident, hang up immediately. For more tips like these from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.